Greetings. This is Nigeria Anderson with UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Samantha Price on the line with me. What a great, phenomenal independent artist, songwriter, doing great things. She has a new single out. Samantha, say hi to the people and let them know about the new single you have out.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. Greetings from Scotland. So I apologize in advance if I cut out early or if there's something wrong with connection, but I am interviewing from abroad, which I'm very excited about. And I love Nigeria and her show, so it's a pleasure for me. My new single I just released, it's called Love Me Better. And I featured artist Tony B on the track as well.
He's from the boogie down Bronx.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. He lives, I think, right off of Arthur Avenue, which is very cool and really nice guy and super talented.
How did you guys meet?
We actually met on Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so funny. I've actually met a decent amount of musicians and friends and fans, and it's really cool opportunities that I've gotten from online. So he reached out to me after having, you know, heard some of my music. He's really cool because what he often does is he'll reach out to like a singer songwriter artist and he collaborates with them. So kind of he's done some work with a lot of work with film. I think he's currently working on a couple shows on Fox right now. I think he was most noteworthy for his track on the show Justified, which came out back. So, yeah, we had a great time. It was a very long recording process because everyone that was working on it was kind of like all over the place. But he's in New York. I was in Connecticut. And then the studio as well that we recorded in is also based in Connecticut. So there were a lot of people involved in this track. And we finally put it out and we're really excited about it. So, yeah.
Okay. You wrote this new single out?
I did. I actually wrote it about 10 years ago.
Wow.
Berkeley. Yeah, I wrote it about kind of sitting on it, and I kind of just felt like there was a missing ingredient. I had all these kind of verses and really strong, like, I just felt like it kind of needed something, but we started, like, meeting and kind of sharing music, and we just immediately thought, oh my god, it would be, like, absolutely perfect. And he kind of just whipped out the guitar so effortlessly, and it just worked. I was really fortunate to have met each other.
Yeah, I love it. You know, Love You Better. It has a hot groove to it. You looking a little sexy there. What's going on? What's going on?
So funny. Yeah, it's funny, like the whole music video, like culture, it's like a lot. No, I mean, I'm not really used to, like, I don't like to look at myself. I think a lot of people kind of feel that way.
Uh-huh.
But we kind of felt, I think there's a lot of pressure nowadays to create, like, as much, like, content and, like, visual content even.
Uh-huh.
We should probably, like, put something out. But it was fun. We had a really fun time filming it. And, you know, like, I'm one of my closest friends. And but we're not, like, dating. Not actually romantically involved and like ridiculous having to film some of the scenes in the video that we were actually just laughing hard trying to be serious.
Right.
That it ended up being like that the most authentic interactions in the entire video was just us kind of goofing off and laughing at each other, and we ended up keeping that footage.
Right.
So it was kind of fun.
All right. So, you know, you're like my global artist. I'm so excited that you're in Scotland and calling back to New York. That's just great stuff. But tell us about this vinyl pre-order. That is hot.
Yeah. So exciting. So on, I'm actually going to be returning home to Vienna in March through like mid-April for my birthday.
Wow.
And I know, I can't believe it. It's still like young and relevant, right? And celebrating with family. And then the recording studio in New York had reached out to me about a month ago, right before I left for Europe, and had asked if I'd like to work with them releasing these vinyls. And I've been wanting to do this for a really long time. And I'm actually going to be releasing, you know, regular vinyls of, I think we're releasing Good News on vinyl pretty soon.
Okay.
It's not official yet. But what we're doing is these live to vinyl, which means that I'm going to be going into New York, it's in Bushwick, I'm going to be performing like live versions of of these songs. And what happens is while I'm performing, they actually get directly cut to vinyl. So basically what people can do is they can pre-order and they can select any songs that they, you know, want me to perform.
Uh-huh.
I can even kind of like say something. I might make a little greeting in the beginning. But basically these recordings that people will be ordering on vinyl won't exist anywhere else in the world. They'll be completely unique, and it's just a really, really cool kind of novelty item to have of, you know, your favorite song on the album or any singles that I've recorded.
That is awesome.
Very cool. And that's happening so basically we'll have approximately April 2nd to order. So that's really awesome. Excited.
All right. I mean, you're keeping yourself real busy, which is important. I mean, you need to do classes on how to be an independent artist, just FYI.
And you know, it's funny. I actually am going doing that, but I haven't announced it. I just bought the domain name, and it's called Musician Hack.
Okay.
And so I'm going to be releasing that, like, pretty soon. But before I do that, there's a couple of things. You know, I just started this series called Pop-Up Performances. I've been doing this for years, but I haven't actually kind of promoted it or told people about the pop-up performances. So now that they're kind of public, other than if I'm traveling, that gig on the calendar, but you know what city I'm currently in, mm-hmm. the chance that I'm doing pop-up performances, it's like, and they may be like a song, or they may be a set, or they may be 2 minutes, and they may be at like a cafe or
right.
a bar or a museum. Like tonight I have a pop-up performance at the Gallery of Modern Art.
Uh-huh.
For 20 minutes that I technically haven't announced yet, that I'll announce in the next hour, like, publicly.
Mm-hmm. We love the exclusives.
Cool. Right? So that's really cool. Then I've got, in the next week, when I actually have a moment in my schedule to do this, because it really is, like, I feel like I'm busy, like, every second of the day, just
right.
trying to get this done, and then I can't believe the day is over. How do I not have any more time? I have to go to bed. But I'll be releasing this really cool, if you've ever heard of this platform called Patreon, it's a really amazing platform. It's kind of similar to, like, if you know about Kickstarter or, like, Indiegogo.
Oh, yeah.
How it's like a crowdfunding kit. This is actually, like, an ongoing subscription service that people can actually have, like, they could actually subscribe to my updates on an ongoing basis. And it's a really great way to support, like, independent music on an ongoing basis while kind of having an in on what's happening. But just really cool, like, rewards. And so basically it's a patron subscriber program, you know, for the indie musician, or actually all artists can kind of use the platform. But I'm going to be launching that in the next week, and a couple other kind of top secret things. So the next month is a big one. I'm traveling, performing, a couple, you know, music projects happening online, and it's keeping me very busy and needing lots of naps, which I'm not getting.
That is great. And I'm loving the pop-up performances. That's excellent. And call me when you're in New York again, please.
Sure, I'll definitely be back. And I'll probably have some official dates on the calendar, you know, in the next couple of weeks as well, for March and April.
All right. And tell everybody how to get in touch with you on your social media.
Absolutely. So I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram. If you just look at twitter.com/SamanthaPrice, and that's P-R-E-I-S. And then I believe for Twitter and Instagram, and then I believe Facebook is Samantha Price Music. Or you can go to www.SamanthaPriceMusic.com and check out all my stuff. So,
man.
Simple.
Yeah. Well, we love you, and as we say, once a key player, always a key player. And definitely, I'm so glad you reached out to us and trust us as one of your media partners, and we're here for you, like we say. And I love that you stay in communication.
Of course. This is, like, one of the most important things of being any sort of artist, is being able to communicate with your audience and kind of listen to what people want and, you know, why people are listening. It makes the experience better and much more all-encompassing than if you kind of, you know, aren't that way.
Right.
So I think, you know, it's a pleasure to talk to you and on these shows, and and to interact with people, you know, during my live performances as well.
Yeah, you almost need a documentary, so get on that.
TED Talk, 2018.
All right. Well, I thank you so much for, you know, giving us a call and updating us on what you're doing. We wish you the best of luck, and we're always here.
Sure. Well, thank you so much, Syria, and I will hopefully have more exciting news very soon for you.
All righty.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much, man.